Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
The creator and founder of Rock Choir, Caroline Redmond-Lusher, who started it in 2005 back in Farnham. She's coming up to run a big sing at the United Reformed Church in St. Neots. That's going to be on Wednesday evening at 7:30. And we're kind of doing a shout out to all of the Rock Choir members that are out there, maybe some choir members that have been with us over those 10 years to come back and join us for that big sing. And actually anyone who's out there who's interested in singing at all, you know, if they're interested in singing in Rock Choir, if they'd like to come along to it, they can sign up and come on down. We're going to be going over some songs. Caroline's going to be doing a bit of teaching. I think there's a rumour going around there's going to be cupcakes and all that sort of stuff. So we've got a lovely session coming up next week. And today there's a very special performance going on in St. Neots. I think in about half an hour there's going to be a bit of a surprise going on and doing some performances up there, helping to raise some awareness and some money for Sue Ryder. But yeah, we've got a lot of activities, a lot of glamorous performances that we're looking to pull together over the summer for people to come and join in. So yeah, lots and lots going on.
It sounds really exciting, and everybody loves a rock choir, don't they? I know when we do outside events with Cambridge 105, things like Strawberry Fair and all the kind of things that we have, the big summer event that we do, we always have lots of rock choirs there. Yeah. What the origins of these? I mean, obviously choirs have been around for a long time, and gospel choirs have been around for a long time, but I always think of Gareth Malone when I think of these things. Is it all his fault? Is he the man who really got it going?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Gareth's done a huge amount of work in the choral community, and obviously there was a lot of attention on Gareth's work kind of in the early noughties, wasn't there? He did a lot of documentaries and stuff like that. I mean, we were very lucky, you know, Caroline set up Rock Choir in about 2005 in Farnham. Farnham, Guildford and Godalming was where it originally started, and it kind of grew from there. We had an article that was written, funnily enough, by one of our members who was in one of the London choirs when it first started for the Telegraph. And then it had this real big kind of snowball effect. You know, Caroline got invited to go and do an article for BBC News and managed to go and sit on the red sofa. Yeah. And then off the back of that, we got a phone call from Decca, who wanted to sign us for a record deal. And the big thing for us is we actually had an ITV documentary that happened in 2011, and it was off the back of that documentary that was on after Coronation Street, I think, on a Thursday evening for about 3 weeks. And we had like millions of viewers, and off the back of that, actually, we had a lot of musicians contact us, which enabled us to grow Rock Choir across the whole of the UK. And that's fundamentally where the Cambridgeshire choirs grew from. We had all of this outpouring of people contacting us. In fact, our website crashed for like 3 days off the back of it. But we were able to get some choir leaders in, form a team. And now you'll see, you know, we've got rock choirs across the whole of the UK, all the way from Truro up to Aberdeen and beyond. You know, we're in about 400 different communities across the whole of the UK, about 80 different choir leaders, all, you know, bringing those communities together and keeping singing going.
So in terms of an organisation like yours, because you are an organisation, and I guess there are, you know, there are lots of independent rock choirs around, but what is it that being a part of Rock Choir, the organisation, brings to a local group?
Well, do you know what? It's a good point that you raised there, because we are still local, despite having this national coverage. You know, you talk about the Strawberry Fields event and stuff like that. I mean, you know, within the different communities, we support so many different local charities, and the majority of performances that you do will be within your local community and raising funds for local charities and such. But you also have the added extra of being connected and part of this kind of bigger thing within the UK. You know, Rock Choir are able to provide, we're actually teaching our members sign language. So we have a lovely group called Rock and Sign. That is one of the things that came out of lockdown, was a really positive thing for us, is using Zoom. And obviously people had to get used to using Zoom and videos and sort of stuff. So we now teach the members sign language, if they want to, sign language through Rock Choir music with our Rock and Sign sessions that we do. And that's free. That becomes part of the membership in terms of doing that. And we also have this vocal yoga. So we've got a lovely teacher called Katie. She's actually based out in Greece, which is amazing, but she teaches vocal yoga sessions from her studio in Greece. And again, members can come and take part in that, and that's part of your membership as well. So there's all of these added kind of extras that we're able to bring together. And, you know, you have your local rehearsals, you sing together in your individual harmony groups, and you form your friendship groups. But every so often you'll do a big sing, and you get the different groups together from like St. Neots and Huntingdon and Saffron Walden. Those guys will come together and you do a big sing. And then every so often we do these big national events where we take over places like the NEC and the O2. It's a really, really wonderful thing to be part of in terms of being able to have that local connection and those local groups and those friendship groups that you have, but also being able to expand it and be part of something even bigger.
And also, we should mention, so important for people's mental health, apart from anything else, isn't it? A big factor in helping people with loneliness and that sort of thing. Mm.
Well, absolutely. Do you know what? And that became so apparent during lockdown. You know, we within 2 weeks, we managed to turn around, you know, because literally, you know, singing was cancelled for 2 years. Do you know what I mean?
It was crazy.
But, you know, literally within a couple of weeks, we were able to turn around an online service to our members. And we managed to keep that going. You know, we provided free online singing sessions every day. I think we did it for like 123 consecutive days on Facebook, where we did, a daily sing with Rock Choir, basically. And again, that's another thing, being part of this big organization. We've got all of these different choir leaders that come together. But we realized that during lockdown, your choir, I mean, we kind of knew this anyway, but choir is so much more than just singing in a group. It's the conduit in terms of keeping communities together. And when we were online, it became more about that, having a regular thing for people to do. You know, during lockdown, days just turned into hours and weeks and months, and people had no structure and schedule. We were able to offer that schedule, that structure, that connection with their friends. And, you know, some of the stories that came out of lockdown were really heartwarming for us in terms of how many people's lives we changed and managed to keep that connection going. So, yeah, it's really, really important for mental health.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do, Tom. I'm going to play one of your songs, a Whitney Houston song performed by Rock Choir. We'll do that in just a second. And if people are listening to this, I'm sure you will have your event in St. Neots very well attended. That's happening at midday, so they're going to have to get over there fairly quickly if they're going there. But if people want to get involved or want to see Rock Choir here in Cambridgeshire, how can they find out what they need to know?
Well, the best thing to do is, like, if anyone wants to come and sing with Rock Choir, there's no need to audition, there's no need to read music. Everybody's welcome to come and try it out. And they can go to our website, which is rockchoir.com. They'll be on there listings of all the performances that we've got coming up. But if people do want to sign up, they can come along for a free taster session. The choir sessions start next week. We've got them locally in Cambridge on a Tuesday night, Saffron Walden, Huntingdon, and St. Neots as well. Everybody's welcome. Try it out. Come on down, have some fun with us. We'll see you guys soon.
Okay. Well, listen, Tom, thank you ever so much for making the time. I know you're really busy for joining me this morning. And let's have a bit of Rock Choir doing Whitney, shall we?
Thanks so much, Ian. Cheers.